Amen, amen. I would like everyone to stand on their feet because the time has come for the bread of life to come forward. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. This is my big sister. I call her GA. That's Gangsta Arnice. Gangsta Arnice in the Lord. Because she don't mind fighting for the Lord. She will beat you down for the Lord. She will pray you down for the Lord. She will lock you up for the Lord. And she will go to all walks of the earth for you for the Lord. Amen. Let's receive her.
Give the Lord some praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to His holy name. Without Him, we are nothing. All glory and honor goes to Him. Praise His holy name. I want to ask a question. Are you breathing today? He said that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every praise is to our King. It's to our God. And glorify His name. He inhabits the praises of the people, of His people, of His children, of His chosen one. He loves Him from praise. He loves Him from worship coming from us. We never should never, never, ever get tired of worshiping Him and praising Him and lifting them up on high. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Praise Him. I mean, okay, I'm being like David, coming out of my mouth. Amen. 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 The sermon has really been preached the whole weekend. It didn't start today. The whole weekend. I told the pastor God came down here and kissed us with His presence. The anointing of God, the glory of God just filled this temple. And He's going to continue long as we lift up holy hands unto Him. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I look forward to this. Amen, amen, amen. Whew, now we just better know it. Well, thank you all for coming today and being here. My younger sister is here, Ruth, Pookie, Peanut, and Shireen, a friend, is here. Thank you. Netta. I'm Net. Thank God for this. I thank God. Amen. And Mother Barkin. I thank God for our very own pastors, the shepherds of this house. I thank God for the teaching and leading and guiding us and helping us. And see, I know it's going to be part of the sermon. See, a lot of people don't like women elders in the church or women to serve in the church. And He called a lot of slack for that when He placed women elders in. But He did what God told Him to do. And I thank God that He followed. And my co-pastor said, the teacher, the preacher there, Miss Joy. Now, very own senior pastor, to this garden. Amen, amen, amen. And our beautiful musicians, Mr. Maestro, Brother CEO, we gotta give you a name. I ain't gonna call you Spanky no more. We got a new Spanky over there. Little Steve. I thank everyone. And for the young ladies that so graciously help us record the service, every service, I'm getting to you. And women that, you know, that help, they record the service so faithfully while they're here. And Brother Elder Therese Greenwood, he's a fill-in, because Sister Lauren had to go to work. I thank them. And my sister Denise, Miss Photo. All the ushers and usherettes, every member, every non-member, every friend of both that's in this place. We appreciate each and every one of you. Happy Women's Day. Well, we mean too, but yeah. Thank you. Now, if you have your Bibles open, if you don't have it, but we're going to open it up, stand up. We're going to read this word together. Romans chapter 16. Verse 1 through 6. Everyone happy, say amen.
Amen.
Okay. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Centurion, that you receive her in the Lord as becoming saints, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she have need of you. For she have been a succorer of many, and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also the all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphroditus, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. If you don't know the title of the message is, it's Built for Royalty.
Amen.
Built for Royalty.
Amen.
You may be seated. Then I commend unto you Phoebe, my sister. We're going to talk about Phoebe today.
Amen.
You know, all women's services is about Ruth, Naomi, or Deborah, or Esther. We're going to talk about Phoebe. And I'm so glad they named the name to it. Because most of you read throughout the Bible, it's always woman.
Yeah.
Or she. But this is a name to her. He said, I commend you. Unto her, I commend her unto you. I highly recommend her unto you. I appreciate I'm sending her to you. This is Paul talking. I commend her for her service to the church. They was in Corinth at that time. They got kicked out of Rome for preaching the word and talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation, the Holy Ghost. They couldn't take it. So they kicked them out and Paul moved on. But she was right there by his side. What kind of person was she? And why was she so highly recommended? It was because of her service unto the Lord, unto the ministry, unto the churches, unto people. Unto the pastors, to Paul himself. Phoebe, name mean in Greek, deacon. Not deaconess.
Come
deacon, minister, servant. That means diakonos. That's Greek. That's in the masculine form. Phoebe. He said, y'all better recognize I'm sending a sister to you. She's not my biological sister. She is my sister in faith. In the Lord. We tied together. We bound together in the Lord. She's an active servant. She has been found faithful. She's a devoted servant. She's a servant that who's obedient in her duties for the Lord. Also, she was a helper. She was a follower of Christ. She was a supporter. She was kind. She was gentle. She was pure. She was righteous. She was always doing the Lord's business. That reminded me of Christ. He said, I'm about my Father's business. I'm not about all these games and jokes and playing with me. I'm about his business. I'm about winning souls. I'm getting people delivered, healed, set free. Too much mess going on in the world. That's what we should be about. She's building. God's building. God's building each and every last one of us. He's building us. And she did it without complaining, without murmuring, backbiting, whining, crying, stretching out. She's doing the work of the Lord. Amen. See, once you put God in any work, in any area, aspect of your job, you put him first, he's going to carry you through. You know, God hates complaining. He don't mind you being concerned, but he don't like all that extra worrying. Come on now. But she did all that. She served the Lord with a loving heart. Kindness in her soul. She had a compassionate spirit. She had joy in her heart. She's building her resume for being royal.
Amen.
He said that you receive her. He sent her out. Then you receive her in the Lord. Because I'm giving her something to give to y'all. That's becoming said. Assist her in whatever she had need of. Help her out. She had been a secure of me. And that means she assisted. She supported.
She's
a champion.
Yeah.
She's a patroness. She's a helping hand to who's suffering or who's in need. She always bringing aid and relief to those who have been emotionally damaged. She cared for the people. No matter what state she was in, she visited the sick, she ministered, she prayed, she lifted them up, she encouraged and she strengthened them. If they need clothes, she bought it for them. They need something in their bellies, she was giving them food.
Amen.
About Spanky, little Spanky now. Not that one. He said in class today, I asked him a question, what are you most thankful for today? What Jesus done for you today? He said, food in his belly. I said, you know what? That's right. First I laughed and then I thought about it. I said, that is right. Because there are a lot of poor people and people without food.
Amen. Amen.
That's why I love this restoration ministry. We give out.
Amen.
It's not about us. It's about them. Amen. And that's what she was doing. She's building herself up. She stood by the poor man in his adversity. She was constantly concerned, caring. She was attentive. She was thoughtful. She was interested in people. For those who could not defend themselves. I remember my mother, she'd help anybody and everybody. She'd correct. We had stray cats. We had stray animals. We had stray people. We had everybody in our household. They didn't have nowhere to go. Come on. Everybody. She was building herself.
Yeah.
And see, that's what she instilled in me.
Uh-huh.
That's why I love to go out and go help, and I visit, and I call you. Where you at? Let me have pray with you. I don't care. I don't mind. Because we're doing the work for the Lord. That's the only thing that's going to count. We don't put ourselves first. We put the needs of others first. He helped with the widows, the orphans. I mean, I learned a whole lot about just this Phoebe. I couldn't even get all the way down. It was just the study of Phoebe. I said, I never knew this, Lord. I'm going to tell you.
Amen. Amen.
She gave herself up so the apostles can do other work. Yeah. They can teach and they can preach. They can witness and win souls for God. She was a helper. That's why we got to stay behind our pastors. See, deacons, they serve the church and support the pastors. She was a leader. I'm going to tell you, it's a long list, but I found out. She was a leader. She was a worshiper. She was a praiser. She was a prayer warrior. She was a soul winner. Receive her. Because she's been found worthy. Receive her. Because she's done a great thing. She has helped many, many, many people. Receive her. Because I'm giving her something. And it's not going to come by USPC. Yes. Or UPS. The other one, see the blue and white? Bet it. She was carrying the letter back to the Rome. Paul. Everybody know Paul wrote the book of Rome. But this particular letter, he didn't write it. He dictated it. Tertius in verse 22, he wrote it. And she carried the word to Rome. Coming from Corinth to Rome, over 1,500 miles. They had no cars.
My Lord.
She didn't have no plane to get on.
My Lord.
They had no train, no horses. She didn't get on nobody's back. She walked.
My Lord.
She said, I'm carrying the word.
Jesus.
I'm carrying the word of God.
My Lord.
To these Romans, they're going to receive salvation. Because Paul got something to tell them how to live this life. How to have faith in God. How to rejoice in the Lord. This letter got to get to them. They may have kicked us out, but we going back. And they can't fight against the word of God.
Come on now.
Anybody want to fight against you? Put that word on. They can't fight against the word. The word was always going to outlast. And that's what she did. She carried the word of God. You know, there's a long list of sisters in this Bible. You know, some may feel that they ain't holy enough or saved enough we're going to look at Rahab. What was Rahab? A harlot. That means a prostitute. But didn't God use her?
Come on now.
She hid the spies of Israel.
Yeah.
While the Canaanites was looking for them. She said, come on. She preserved an entire nation. Now she hid the spies, and the whole household got saved. They all got delivered because she did that. She didn't say, oh, I'm a prostitute. No. She protected the men of God. Deborah, she was a judge. first female judge and a prophetess. She stood before God for the people. Because Israel, like we do today, we are constantly sinning. We constantly doing wrong. We always got this evilness about us. And they was always sinning. They was always doing something wicked. And she went before God, the judge, on behalf of the people. And he listened to her. And save them. And they got right. Of course, they're going to do it again. That's what we do. And there was another, a Hebrew woman, Jochebed. She birthed a boy. His name was Moses. And he was a deliverer.
Come on now.
He didn't know nothing about God. He didn't know anything about God. But when he met God, he said, "Who did I tell the people who you are?" He said, "I am that I am. I am God. I am your Savior. I am your King. I am your Lord. Serve me. Worship me. Live your life before me. No matter what, I'll get you back on that straight and narrow pathway. Give your life over to me." And there was another woman, a Samaritan woman. She was by Jacob's well. Jesus come up. "Give me something to drink." I'm paraphrasing y'all. Lord, don't get me. "Give me something to drink." She said, "You know, we can't mix your kind and my kind together. We don't do that." She said, "You know who you talking to? You talking to me." He said, "I know all about you. I know all the men you got." I see Jesus all cool. "You got five husbands. And them other ones. I don't care about all that. I don't care about your lifestyle. I want something to drink." And he said, "Give me something to drink." She said, "Okay." He said, "I'm going to give you a drink that you'll never ever thirst again." And that girl ran back to the city.
Yes, she did.
She started a citywide revival.
Yes, she
said, "Come see a man who accepted me in my condition, in my drug life, my alcoholic life, my prostitution ways, my that way. I don't care. You know, I'm lying, I'm cheating, and I'm telling all kind, doing all kind of things and having affairs and stuff. Come see a man, because he saved me. He rescued me from myself. He knew everything about me. How I done people dirty. How I was so wrong. How I was cheating people. How I was stealing. How I was doing all the manner of everything. He got me out of this muck and miry clay. Come see a man." You know, she was coming face to face with the master. You know, they tell you, you're not going to amount to be anything. You're not worthy of anything. God says, "No, I'm building you for loyalty. You are my child, and I love you. You are my vessel. You are my daughter. I don't care about that. I'll clean you up. Just come. Just come. Accept me. I'm drawing you to me. I'm going to rescue you from yourself." And there's another one, Mary Magdalene. She broke open that alabaster box, poured it on Jesus' head, and them men say, what is she doing? Don't you know we can get some money off that oil? That's some precious oil. Nothing like gold, duh. Jesus said, leave her alone.
That's right.
I don't care about her lifestyle. She's doing something great for me. Y'all don't see what she's doing. She's acting out of faith. And she had tears and she wiped his feet. What's that here? She was out there in the world like that too.
Amen.
But what she did, she worshiped Jesus. She praised him. She loved on him. And he told her, he said, this gospel is going to be preached to all the world. It'll never be in the world. What she done for me? And you know, he was getting ready to be buried. And then under Lilia, she was a silver purple. That might be Miss Sharpookie. But she was a worshiper. She took care of Paul and Silas when they was in their darkest hour. They got beaten. They was bloody. And she took them to her home. She fed them. She helped them out. She prayed with them. And the whole household got saved.
Amen.
God has been using women for a long time. People get so stuck on that, the scriptures. I wrote it down somewhere. I know it's Timothy. But how Paul saying that women need to keep quiet or keep silent in the church.
Break it down.
Do they know the reason why he said that?
Yeah. Tell them.
Because they was unlearned, uneducated. They were spreading heresies. Gossip, talking, don't know what they were talking about.
Come on now.
Men did it too.
Amen.
They still doing it today. Everybody. But they was gossiping. They were spreading all kind of stuff. That's why he said, be quiet right now. Just learn. Sit still and learn. We'll educate you on this stuff.
Amen.
I remember I was a teenager. I was like 13, 14 years old. And I would ask my father about that and why they had to have dolies on their head, you know, cover the crown of glory and stuff. And I didn't understand that, you know. I was like, well, we don't have dolies on our head. And he said to me, and, you know, in kids' explanation way so I could understand, he was saying, The prostitutes was coming in church, was trying to come and get the men of God, and acting like they was holy. So that was a separation. That was a sign for it. That's how I understood it.
Yeah. Break it down.
Yes. The people need to, what you always say, study to show thyself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
Gotta study the word of God. You can't just take it just like that. You got to deep study the word of God and actually know what it means. Nobody on the platform, no women. God using women. He's showing himself stronger in women. And more groups of women is going. I mean, not only, I ain't talking about the Me Too movement and all that. It's been going on for a long time. Women, we rising up. We doing our thing. That's what Paul said, I commend you. That's what Pastor Dennis always said. I mean, Pastor Garden, I'm sorry. Always says, he putting us out there.
Amen.
If we invited to go preach somewhere in church, he said, I'll come and I'll support you. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
It's not holding us down. Not just being an usher, usherette, or just sitting out there being a pew warmer. Royalty. Be proud of the family.
Amen.
We're proud of the family.
That's right.
We belong to God.
That's right.
He chose each and every last one of us.
That's right.
Then when I looked up royalty, It said, people who belong to the family of a king. The King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the God of all gods. That's royal enough. I love watching the royal weddings and all that, you know, the prince and all that, and how people just worship King Philip or what his name is, and Queen Elizabeth and Kate Middleton and all the rest of them. Yeah, they're gorgeous and they're royalty and they said in their ways they can do this and do that. God, we not like that with God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Because we under the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid a price for us. Not just for women only, men also. Every boy, every girl.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Lord is saying, I got my eyes on you, daughters. You are of the Most High God. You have not been forgotten. I'm building you for royalty. You will surely rise to your destination in the last day, move of God. You've been crying out to me. And you've been birthing like you get ready, you in labor pains. He said, I instilled that in you. You're going to get through this. I'm building you. Just hold on. You finna give birth to a new thing. What I'm getting ready to do in the earth, and you gonna be right smack dead in the middle of it. Your seeds of tears will reap a harvest of joy. I'm building you for royalty. They ask this in a day, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are gonna be on the front lines of favor.
Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah.
With a supernatural edge. That is breathtaking and soothing to the soul.
I like that.
We women, we are kind and compassionate.
Yeah.
We have that nurturing ability in us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
But we still remain built like a warrior.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a lioness.
Yes.
Who cares for her cubs. We're nurturing and protecting them. I love to watch the animals and how they protect those. I mean, you know where we stay at. We get all like these little lakes and all the animals and the, like the fire, like I got to say the swans. And they were, I watched them being born. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. You know, and the father come first. And then the little children, they in the line. It never fails. And then the mother is behind them. And you know what he's doing in front? He's protecting the rest of them. And that's what God does for us. He's protecting us. And he's leading us. The Holy Ghost is leading us. As we build enough for the kingdom of God, we roll with his supernatural favor. Favor is bestowed upon all of us. I rejoice over the little things. Like I told them yesterday, I went to go get some cupcakes for the women's thing service yesterday. And they told me $30 on Friday. I got back there. They told me $30 Monday. And then I got back there on Friday. They said $13. Thank you guys! I said, that's favor. She was like, how would you say? I said, that's a favor of God. He tell you to save some money.
Yeah.
We are going to be rolled with his righteousness. And we're going to have a scepter of authority to bring down the stronghold of every enemy with the weapons of our warfare. We are building. God is building us. He's preparing us. We might as well just marinate in his love. I hear you, daughters. I hear your cry. I hear you talking to me. I hear what you're seeking me for. I hear. I'm going to answer you. Just stay with it. Believe me. Believe, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I got you where I want you. You may not even realize it. But we got to dare to believe and trust in the impossible God. He's going to bring you through.
Yes, Lord.
Receive it. We are built for it. And I think about that all the time. You're talking about Adam, how you got him out the rib. We came out of the rib. You know, that's the strongest bone in the body. I saw, I gave my dog one of the rib bones. He couldn't even crack that bone. But we are here to restore hope to the hopeless.
Come on.
We got to bring beauty to the brokenness.
Yes.
We are seated in heavenly places in the kingdom of God.
Right.
And we're going to remain there. We are ordained to do this. And we can do it. We just come together. That's why I don't like those shows. I can't even think of those shows. Where all the women be on there, and they're too catty. They're housewives and basketball wives, and too much fighting. They're not leading the young people. You know, them young girls are watching.
Yeah.
I'll be asking my little ones, I was like, wait a minute, how do you see that? We said, I'm in school, what? Yeah, they show them all kinds of stuff. I said, yeah, they better ask the parents for permission. Y'all parents better get to them schools and see what they're showing your kids. But he chose each and every last one of them as the apple of his eye.
Yeah.
He said, I love you with an everlasting love. For all eternity, we are love. It'll never quench. It'll never stop. He said, I'm jealous with you. I'm jealous over you.
Come on now. Come on.
I'm not going to let no one bother you.
Amen.
Plant your 2 feet. Stand strong. Rise up.
That's right.
Come to God.
That's right.
We got a work to do.
That's right. That's right.
He said, He honors us. He celebrates us. Yeah. With great joy. Remember who you are and to whom you belong. You're in a class all by yourself, built for royalty.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 We are fitly joined together. We are members of one body.
Hallelujah.
We are to pray together. We are to stay together. We have to talk together. We have to walk together. We, women of God, stand up. Y'all said stand up for real. No, actually, I said women stand up. See, we got to remember that Phoebe, she held the position of responsibility in the church and how she cared for the body of Christ. We Phoebe, we are Phoebe. We laboring together. We got to serve the body of Christ. And we got to minister unto the people. In her ministry, she made sure their needs was met. Phoebe made sure that it was connected to God. She made sure they had value. She made sure that everybody mattered unto God.
Amen. Amen.
Because our service to the Lord didn't matter. Our service unto the Lord matters. Receive them in the Lord. See, she was a woman of means. She was a woman of substance. She had something to offer. She invested in the church. She was financially set. And she put her money where her faith was at. She gave up herself. And Paul said, you better recognize. I see Pastor Gardner said, you better recognize these women who you are in the Lord. Better recognize. You got to recognize within yourself, in yourself, who you are.
Amen.
She, what she did, she showed up. She put her feet to action. Honor her. Men, honor these women. Father, honor your daughters. Brothers, honor your sisters. Encourage them. Lift them up. Sons and daughters, honor your mother, your aunties, your grandmother. Lift them up, because we're struggling sometimes. We hurt sometimes. Y'all may not understand it, what we are going through as women. We need to stay together. We draw strength from one another. No, don't beat another person down. Don't talk about that other person. Lift them up. Encourage them. Be somebody of substance. Be a woman of faith. Be a woman of God. Be ye holy, as God says, as I am holy. Read this word. Study this word. Live this word. Communicate with the Father. Every day, read scriptures to your children, with your children.
Hallelujah.
The part that I didn't get to about they had church in their own homes. I remember back in the day, 60s and the early 70s, it was churches in the home. They didn't have no buildings. It all begins at home.
Amen.
That's why education starts in the home. If the parents are right, then your kids don't get right. They don't line up. We may go here and there. We may slip, go, you know, slide back some. We may make mistakes. We got our faults. But we got a Lord that loves us so much. He is so merciful. So I want to say this prayer, Sister Diane, for the sisters in Christ. You can close your eyes, bow your head. The Heavenly Father, how we worship and praise you for your loving kindness and goodness to each one of us. We could not draw another breath unless you gave us the power. You are indeed an awesome God, and we stand in awe. For the many godly sisters in Christ that I have the privilege to meet and get to know in my life. Lord, so many have come and gone, and yet so many have left and have done a mark upon our lives. We just want to say thank you for all the dear sisters in Christ that have crossed our path. Those that encourage us, those that have prayed for us when we was lost in sin, thank you for that. Supported us, and those that taught and trained us in the scripture to know more about you, for those that corrected us, and for those that have blessed us in so many ways. Lord, I know that although we have lost touch with many of those dear sisters in Christ, that we have had such a wonderful influence in our lives, and although some have been taken to heaven already, we ask your blessing on each and every one that is living today, wherever they may be, and pray that you will bring each into each of their lives other godly women who will encourage them. Thank you that one day we will all stand before your throne of grace and heaven and sing songs of great rejoicing together. Thank you for the many wonderful sisters in Christ that you have graciously placed in our lives. We pray that you will give us the opportunity similarly to play the part of a sister to Christ to others that you see fit to bring into our lives. And we will give you all the praise, all the glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Built for royalty.
We are royal
priests.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We are peculiar people.
Yes.
They think we're strange. But we love the Lord. Amen. Give the Lord another praise. Amen, 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 amen. You mean y'all can stand up to me? Y'all soldiers in the Lord. Amen. Right now we're going to close our service with the offering. It was, what, $40 assessment? If you have your...